James Clapper, the director of National Intelligence, announced earlier this week that the Intelligence Community's shared services model, called iSight, is ready to start deploying IT services to agencies after more than 2 years of development. Much like the IC, the Defense Department is making incremental progress on collapsing its own IT stovepipes into a standards-based model known as the Joint Information Environment. While both the DoD and IC say the efficiency and mission effectiveness benefits of their IT convergence plans are pretty clear, they do pose a challenge for the military intelligence organizations that have a foot in each of those two worlds. Bridging those two still evolving worlds has now become the job of the Defense Intelligence Information Enterprise and its governing body, the DI2 Council. James Martin is the Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence for Portfolio, Programs, and Resources.
We have to perform a bridging function, and it's a very critical strategic function, but it actually makes the DI2 Council and its processes and its function within DoD probably more critical than it's been in the past.
To complicate matters further, DoD needs to bring into the fold yet a third effort it's been working on for years, creating a framework to exchange information between foreign allies.
We have to work that overlap space between those three large efforts. iSight is very intel-focused. That's their entire mission space that drives their requirements, but it's also very national-focused and working toward those new cloud architectures. JIE, on the other hand, has a much larger user base. It has the logistics, the administrative base, the warfighter command and control networks, as well as the defense intel piece. It's a much larger population. Terry Takei is very busy on all those aspects, and so we've been relegated the role of figuring out how to bridge between these Venn diagrams.
To build that bridge, defense officials say they want to use as much construction material as they can from what the architects of JIE and iSight are already designing, even if those two enterprise IT models are not exactly compatible with one another. To do that, Martin says the DI2 Council has tasked the National Reconnaissance Office with handling the technical work. With input from all of the military's intelligence components, the Council settled on 183 individual IT services that handle everything the intelligence community does. Out of that huge number, it identified 10 separate focus areas that it thinks should make up the tie lines between JIE and iSight, including identity and access management, data tagging, and time synchronization.
This is one of the key challenges that we have, and our DCGS programs in particular have, as well as the coalition elements, is that we have to operate at a much lower tactical level than iSight does. And the network capabilities become a driving factor here. We may not be able to leverage the cloud architectures the way the national community can. In fact, we have to have the ability to operate autonomously in disconnected nodes at the low tactical level. And so that's unique to the DCGS programs and to DI2E in general. And we have to account for that as we go forward.
Ed Lane is the director of NRO's Enterprise Management Group. He says his agency's approach to the task of tying iSight and JIE together will be to deliver componentized IT systems that can be accessed and processed by any application in either environment.
We ultimately want to have the application separate from the data and the data managed, so that we don't have to deliver end-to-end stovepipes. And, the process goes from stovepipes to integrated systems to componentized systems to services to composite services to web-based services. We are really walking away from the old way of having, systems and integrated systems. And we are really moving over into the web-based services, composite services, and service environment. And so the touch point between JIE and iSight, well, the 10 touch points are one of the ways that we are tied together. But the shared service concept is really the same whether you're in iSight or whether you're in JIE. We don't care where the service comes from. It can be an iSight service. It can come from somebody in the IC community, or it can come from DoD. It doesn't matter. The key is that we can componentize it, document it, and make it available for reuse. And that's our goal.
The top-level push toward JIE and iSight also has implications for a DoD initiative to integrate the military services' intelligence collection and processing systems, and that predates either one. The DI2 Council and its predecessor body have spent most of their time over the past decade on the Distributed Common Ground system. Each military service has its own variant of DSIGs, each in varying phases of deployment. Robert Marlin, the Air Force's Deputy Director for Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance Capabilities, says his service has had a fully functional DSIG system up and running since 2008, and it's already been working on plans to make it more agile and better able to absorb new capabilities into the structure. The service has spent the last several months figuring out ways to make its version of DSIGs compliant with EyeSight. It plans to deliver that plan to the DNI by September.
So in a nutshell, that plan is going to involve examining all the potential enterprise and commodity solutions offered by C2S, GovCloud, DOTUS, JIE, and DI2E to adopt and reuse, and emphasize reuse, as much as possible to meet our IT services as well as our requirements in DCGS, and minimize the amount of new development and unique applications that have to be used and developed. So we'll continue to work with the IC Mission Users Group and the DI2E Council to ensure our service-specific requirements are known, and any IC-JIE commodity enterprise solutions and services developed for the future or hopefully include our needs.
Patricia Guittard, the Deputy CIO for the Army's Deputy Chief of Staff for Intelligence, says the GIE and EyeSight models pose another big question for organizations that straddle the border between the DoD and the IC. If outfits like hers are going to be paying for IT as a service, it's difficult to figure out how much it's going to cost, especially when the services are coming from two different models.
So if you go in a JIE environment, and the way Department of Defense works that says you're going to pay for the infrastructure as a service, you're going to pay to maintain your applications inside of a defense infrastructure. That's wonderful. But then I turn around to the IC side with the SCI networks, and we end up paying a different set of service providers for a variety of things. And as Jim mentioned, our budget constraints really restrict us in paying five different service providers or six different service providers if you include DISA and others. So that is, you know, it's a combination of budgeting and a cost model that puts you kind of renting services from a variety of organizations when your dollars just won't support that.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.